That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Trip to Seattle was called off at the last minute, but not before she found out that Lum had deceived her about being able to secure a train reservation through a non-existent friendship with the president of a railroad. So incensed was the school marm that she threatened to resign and leave Pine Ridge. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, the first day of every week, folks, is often the tough one when it comes to getting back on the job. Yes, sir, weekend relaxation is bound to take you out of the work groove, and that makes Monday's work seem mighty tough. And that's why many times at the end of the day you arrive home with a miserable headache. Well, when that happens to you, it's time to get the fast action relief Alka-Seltzer can give. You see, Alka-Seltzer's analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate goes right to work on your headache. It can also help relieve that upset, jittery feeling in your stomach, which may accompany your headache. Yes, Alka-Seltzer's fast action is just what you want for that headache. It's fast because you drink it when it's in solution. So don't delay. Get it today. Get a package of fast action Alka-Seltzer from your favorite drugstore right away. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot-'em-Down store trying to figure out a way to get Lum back into the good graces of Miss Emily.
Well, why don't you call her up again, Lum? A different guy's your voice this time.
Yeah, it ain't no use, Abner. She won't talk to me no matter what voice I use.
She won't, huh?
Oh, quick as she finds out it's me, she hangs up.
Well?
She hates me, that's all they are to it. Just hates and despises me.
Well, you can't blame her for it, Lum.
Yes, sir, she just... What do you mean you can't blame her?
Well, Lum, here she was all set to go to Seattle for her sister's wedding, thinking you were getting her a train reservation because you promised to do it. Then she finds out at the last minute you hadn't did it. Well, doggies, I'd be mad, too.
Yeah, but it turned out that she never had to go after all. The plans was all changed.
Yeah, but, Lum, you didn't know they were going to be changed.
Well, I might have, for all you know.
Oh, that'll happen.
Besides, the point's this. You'd think that after she found out she never had to go after all, she stopped being mad at me for not getting a reservation. She's unreasonable, that's what she is.
Well, I'll admit, she's a little stubborn-headed.
Abner, now, just be careful what you're saying about her. That's the woman I love.
Oh, excuse me.
She might be a little unreasonable, but she's still a wonderful woman. And to think that I've lost her now.
Well, she's here. You ain't lost. She's over to school.
Oh, I know where she's at, but I mean I've lost her love.
Oh.
The misery of a broke heart. I'll never get over it.
Well, I saw you with a broke heart before long. You all appear to get over them.
Yeah, but this is the brokest it's ever been.
Kevin.
Smashed up into little bitty pieces, what it is.
Huh.
Why does anything like this have to happen to a wonderful feller like me?
Well, I can tell you why. If you wouldn't have bragged on yourself and told Miss Emmeline that you were such good friends with a railroad president, this never would have happened.
I said we wasn't going to discuss that no more.
Just because Frank Foster told her he knew the conductor on the train. Right away, you've got to pop right up and try to outdo him by saying that you know President Atchison of the Topeka Railroad.
Abner, would you forget that?
You know, Grandpappy Spears looked that up in the almanac, Lum, and we found out that Atchison ain't the name of the president. That's just a town.
Yeah, I know all that.
Well, why did you say he was...
Abner, will you hash up?
Oh.
Got enough trouble as it is. Here I am, losing the only woman I ever loved. She's going to resign from her job as school marm, and she's ain't going to stand up in front of the school board and tell them exactly why she's leaving.
Oh.
I'm more than likely to lose my job as school board president on top of everything else.
Well, I don't think she'll actually resign.
Oh, she'll do it. I know she will. She's a stubborn-headed woman, if I ever seen one.
Yeah, she's being a little unreasonable.
Abner, now, be careful how you talk about her.
Oh, excuse me.
There's a wonderful woman.
Oh, yes,
ma'am. Every way.
Yes, sir.
Except maybe when she gets mad.
Yeah, she gets mad, I'll say that.
Wish you could have saw that get with him when I told her I couldn't get her no reservations after all.
Well, I don't blame her, Mom. She had her valise all packed, ready to go, lunchbox packed.
Well, yeah, I know, but that ain't no excuse for a woman to drop and spill her temper right on the street like she done.
No.
Stanterfuge.
What?
Stanterfuge.
Oh.
Both of them.
Well, I do know.
Excuse me of deliberate making her miss out on that trip, and I don't know what all.
I'd left us all that.
Then she started crying.
Crying, huh?
Oh, yeah. Puddled up there.
They'll do it every time. That's a woman thing.
There ain't nothing you can do when a woman starts crying except stand there and feel uncomfort and embarrassed.
Get out of the house as quick as you can. I've had that experience living that stuff, that too.
Make it worse, Miss Saxon walked by while we standing, started staring at us.
What'd you do then?
What could I do?
I don't know.
Tipped my hat and said, "How do you do, Miss Saxon? Nice day."
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, that was her right name.
Yeah. Well, that's what they call her. What'd she say?
Nothing. Just kept staring and walked on by, sort of walking backwards, looking back.
Huh. Well, you know that old busybody, Lum. She's more likely been going around town making up stories about you, Miss Emmeline, having a big fight. She'll have it to where you hit her by this time.
Well, she couldn't be no madder at me if I had her.
Well, tried anything to get you out of it. No, you wouldn't want to hit her.
Tell you, Admiral, this is the worst one thing I ever been through.
Yeah.
I've just got to do something. Got to figure out how to get her to change her altitude towards me. I just can't go on this way.
You can't, huh?
Without her, life just ain't worth living.
Well.
Have you got any ideas what I can do?
Well, let's see now what I could maybe study up here and think on it.
She won't talk to me, that's the thing.
How about making her jealous?
Jealous?
Yeah, that's all that's good. Whenever anybody comes to me with trouble in the home, that's the first advice I generally give them. Make them jealous, I think.
I don't know. I believe my cases went too far. I don't think that helped.
It won't hurt to try it. Let her see you out with some other woman.
Some other one?
Yeah.
Who, for instance?
Well, let's see. Ought to be somebody here in town you could go out with and see.
I wonder if that would work.
Wither Abernathy.
Oh, no.
Aunt Maud Coop.
Oh, for pity's sake, Abner.
Aggie Biddle.
Now, that's enough. You can just stop right there.
Sister Simpson.
You can stop right where you're at, because that jealousy idea is just plumb out.
Oh.
Well, I'd be so out with one of them, I'd suicide myself.
Well, I would just... I don't get away a minute. Maybe that's a idea.
What is?
Suicide yourself.
Huh?
Well, I don't mean that she'll do it. Just sort of get Miss Emmeline to thinking that that's what you're going to do, you know.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe you have done
it. Yeah, I believe that'll work.
I wonder if that would do something.
Well, sure it would. Wouldn't hurt to try it. Wonder what would be a good way for you to do that.
Yeah.
Rope's always nice.
No, I don't much care for that.
No, that's true.
Sort of lean towards the mill pond myself.
You've got to do more than just lean towards it, Mom. She'll never believe you're sure if you just lean. You've got to jump right out into the middle of it.
Yeah, all right,
amen. Yeah, I'll tell you what, you might get up on top of the store and dive off into a bucket of water.
No, I know the feller tried that once. He never liked it.
You could go over and slap old big boy Bates. That's as near suicide as I know of.
I ain't going to have no... I don't really want to suicide myself. I just want her to think I'm going to.
Oh. Yeah, no, because I had a good idea, too, but it won't work.
Right.
That's the way you feel about it.
Set up on top of the schoolhouse.
Set up on? Well, I ain't going to suicide you.
No, that's right.
Let some crow or eagle flies down on you and pops you on the head. No, because I could tie you to the railroad track, only I'm afraid that's spirit, that stuff.
Well, I've got to do it pretty quick before she resigns and leaves town.
Yeah, I don't like that mule pond idea long. I don't believe she'd go that far out of town to see you do nothing. You better do something over there near the schoolhouse where she'll see it. You want her to look at it.
That's what I was just thinking.
Well, setting on it ain't going to help none. You fell off, now you got something there. Turn a flip off of that.
No, that's what might happen. Let's figure out something closer to the ground.
Closer, huh? Yeah. Little bit of...
Don't want to do nothing too definite.
No, no.
Maybe just a bad accident would be enough.
Bad accident?
Yeah.
Accident? I dog is waiting. What?
Well, for instance, she was on her way home from school this afternoon. She was to see me walk out into the road and get hit by a car. I bound you she'd speak to me then, wouldn't she?
Well, she could think of something to say. I reckon she would, yeah.
Well, don't worry. She can think of something. Oh, my darling Lum, are you killed? Can I help you? I'm so sorry.
The answer's yes, Lum. She's going to have an awful short conversation. I believe you overdid it on that accident.
Well, I don't aim to get hurt but just a little bit.
Get a car run over you and not hurt you just a little bit?
Well, I'll have whoever's driving the car go slow.
Oh.
Wonder who'd be good to get for that.
Oh, let's see. Might not anybody in town to go for that idea.
I don't trust Cedric. He always drives a dead blame fast.
Well, how about me?
Oh, no.
Now, Lum, I'd be proud to help you. I just left the door. I never have run over nobody in a car yet.
No, I'd rather not have you neither.
Well, I'll drive slow.
Yeah, but your steering's bad.
I don't care. I don't care. I'll hit you,
don't you? The way you drive a car, you're liable to run into me.
Well, that's the idea.
Well, yeah.
I'll run over you and then back over you.
No,
no. I'll fix you.
Well, you ain't got a car, though.
Well, I might could borrow one. I know don't as anybody let me have a car. Wait a minute. There's a fella I can get right there. Cedric, we aren't coming up out there. He'll let me use his car. I know he will.
All right, but you've got to promise to be awful careful, though.
I will. Don't worry. Howdy, Cedric. Come on in here. I want to ask you something, old fella.
Yes, Lum. I bet I know what the answer is, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
Wait till I give this to Mr. Lum.
What is it, Cedric?
It's a note from Miss Emmeline.
Well, a note from?
Yes,
well.
Miss Emmeline. Granny, give it here, Cedric.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the deal's off, Evan.
Deal's off?
Yeah, she must have saw her mistake and wants to apologize. Bless her heart.
No, Dad, blame it all.
What was she want to ask me, Mr. Evan?
Nothing now, Cedric. Our whole plan's been ruined. Now it looks like Dad, blame it all.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
It's her resignation.
Uh-huh.
She's showing up resigning. Oh, me.
Hey, you better go home and get your car, Cedric. The deal's back on it.
Well, it looks as though Lum may have to resort to something more drastic than Cedric's car to get himself out of this mix-up. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. And now just a word to those of you who are occasionally nervous, and as a result are wakeful, jittery, and cranky. Those of you who sometimes have a headache caused by nervous tension. Mild Nervine is made especially for you. It tends to relax nervous tension, to replace that strange jittery feeling with a sense of calm, to permit refreshing sleep. In countless homes, Miles Nervine is always in the medicine cabinet. Many a young housewife, having seen the relief Miles Nervine brought to mother, puts it into her medicine cabinet against the time when it may be needed by some member of her family. Have you tried Miles Nervine? We guarantee satisfaction or your money back. So get a bottle of Miles Effervescent Nervine Tablets or Miles Liquid Nervine. Caution, use only as directed. If you are not entirely satisfied, take the empty bottle or package back to your druggist and get your money back.